From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
There are a couple of countries that are still thinking it over. I've had meetings actually with one of those. I think they're going to support NATO joining and becoming a formal member of the ISIS.
NATO Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there are two reasons why some see NATO as already part of the anti-IS coalition.
Partly because it sends a strong and clear message of unity in the fight against terrorism. And especially in light of the terrorist attacks in Manchester, I think it's important that we send this unified message that we stand together in the fight against terrorism.
University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Burton said NATO participation would enhance the anti-IS coalition operational capabilities.
The British, for example, have been very involved in the anti-ISIS coalition. Turkey, of course, which has had its own political problems of late, is a key NATO ally in respect of dealing with ISIS in Syria.
Mr. Trump is also expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater share of burden defense spending, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product within 7 years. Mr. Trump, on his first foreign trip, met Muslim leaders Sunday, Israeli and Palestinian officials Monday and Tuesday, and Pope Francis on Wednesday. At least 34 migrants, including several children, drowned Wednesday when they fell off an overloaded vessel off the Libyan coast heading to Italy. The wooden boat carrying up to 700 people about 20 nautical miles off Libya's coast. The tragedy occurred as rescuers nearby were handing out life jackets. Most of those who fell into the water, however, were rescued. This is VOA News. British and Libyan security officials have detained several suspects in the wake of Monday's Manchester bombing. They killed 22 and wounded dozens more, some critically, at a concert venue. Libyan authorities have questioned the brother and father of the bomber, Salman Abedi. His brother is suspected of having links to Islamic State. British police have also detained several suspects. Manchester Chief Constable Ian Hopkins was asked if authorities have found the bomb-making factory.
We are carrying out extensive searches of premises across Manchester, but it would be ill-advised of me to comment on the investigation to that.
Somebody else put that bomb together, and are you searching for that person? Is this a search now for a bomb maker?
I think it's very clear that this is a network that we are investigating, and as I've said, it continues at a pace. There's extensive investigations going on and activity taking place across Greater Manchester as we speak.
Britain Tuesday raised its threat level to the highest critical and deployed troops to bolster police. An Egyptian rights lawyer and potential presidential candidate has been freed after being detained Tuesday and is to stand trial next week on a charge of offending public decency. The charge against Khalid Ali stems from a photograph of him allegedly making a rude hand gesture on the steps of a Cairo courthouse. He's denied the authenticity of the photo. The commander of U.S. air operations in the Middle East, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harigian, said U.S. and Russia have been communicating more frequently to avoid warplane accidents or deconfliction over Syria.
So as you look at the geography of the airspace up, particularly up near Raqqa, we ensure that as we prosecute the fight against the enemy, the Russians, while we don't give them specifics, we make sure we know where we're going to operate so that we can portray that to them in a manner that allows us to continue our attack on the enemy and gives us the freedom of movement we need to ensure that where the enemy presents itself, we're able to get after them.
Harigian confirmed the U.S. has established deconfliction zones around U.S. military personnel in Syria, adding Russian movement within these areas is restricted. Marking a half century since the 1967 Mideast War that united Jerusalem under Israeli control, tens of thousands of Israelis marched through the Old City Wednesday in the east. A few hundred peace activists held a protest against the march while police dispersed Palestinians demanding an end to Israeli occupation. A U.S. Navy warship Wednesday sailed within 12 nautical miles of an artificial island built up by China in the South China Sea. A U.S. official said the USS Dewey sailed close to Mischief Reef in the disputed Spratly Islands. U.S. stocks closed another record high Wednesday after notes released from the U.S. Central Bank suggested another interest rate hike is coming soon. The S&P 500 index ending the day at a new record high of 2,404 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.